issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side.
Direct your feet, your feet.
Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny.
Beyond your first Father's Day is coming up. I hope Archie doesn't forget about you.
Yeah, he does.
He's old enough to go out and get something.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I think so.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
That's right. Only 2 hours and 45 minutes to go, and the pain will be over.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I wish I could whistle like that sweet Georgia Brown guy. Freeman Davis. We should have a quiz. Oh, my goodness, that's hilarious. Okay, you know what? I'm going to share this with people because it's flat out funny. And whoever was clever enough to think of this, and if you don't think it's funny, I think there's something wrong with you. If you want to read something else into it, go ahead. Somebody took a very well-known maple syrup bottle.
Brand, yeah.
A bottle and a well-known brand, and they replaced the character that's usually on there with this Rachel, what's her name?
Dolezal.
And it says A-I-N-apostrophe-T, Aunt Jemima. Now that is funny. Because I got news for you, you ain't Jemima, okay? And you ain't even black, and you're a nut. And what's interesting to me is, like so many other things, the media and people in the media, everyone is so afraid to say she's crazy. So instead, they go, well, I sort of see what she's saying. She identifies as black. They're just pussyfoot around, and nobody will say something wrong with her. And that she's a liar. She's a liar. I said, yes, you know, I think it's interesting to keep talking about this woman only because she comes off as, and she's smart. She's not stupid. She's very well-spoken. She's obviously got a brain. She was the president of the Spokane, whatever, NAACP, whatever. And so she can't be dumb. But there's a screw loose somewhere. And what's so unusual is I think that there probably have been several people, we don't know about them, who've passed for white, who had light skin. The Halle Berry's of the world, only a shade lighter, okay, and got away with it. And I think the people, if people knew they did that, they'd go, well, I understand that. Black people didn't get treated so well years ago, and there was really no advantage to being black, so if you could get away with being white, you would. But I guess this is the first time we've ever had a story where somebody said, lied and said they're black, and then would never. What's interesting to me is she knows she's caught, and she still to this day has never said, "Okay, I'm not black."
Right.
She and won't say she's not black.
It's almost
and
like
now
she's
it's just
delusional.
Leading to all this other stuff. Apparently, she has artwork that she has made over the years, and one painting now looks like it's plagiarized from a painting from the 1800s.
She didn't do it. She didn't paint it.
No, she painted it, and she called her painting the shape of our kind. And it's a, here, I'll show you. It's an exact copy of this other painting that was done in 1840.
So she's a plagiarist and a liar.
Yeah, so now it's just a steamroll effect where everything...
Here's another thing. That crap she told Matt Lauer in that interview about, oh, even as a child, when I would draw pictures in color, I'd color myself brown. I'd like to see one drawing that she did as a child that could be produced where she did that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second. I think she's trying to say that there's something deeply rooted in her that's causing her, and maybe it's from centuries ago, it's causing her to relate to being black. It's that past lives crap. She's got a screw loose. That's all. So I get the pretending to be white thing. Now we do have, when they use the term now, and this is one we all have to learn now, folks, transracial. We have to learn that. The greatest example of transracial, a black guy who became white, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was whiter than a lot of white people. If you're going to do it, you know, go that direction. It's a lot harder to do that than to darken yourself. That's tough. Well, the truth is, it's hard to lighten yourself. Jackson, I still don't know if they ever told exactly how he got that white.
Yeah, there are chemicals, I know, that will bleach skin.
So, good afternoon. It's the 17th day of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, that's the third of June.
That's right. And this is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm going to do one bit of business so that we have lots of time to talk and lots of time to take your calls. In fact, while I do this, if you want to call, you're welcome to call. Burke segment can wait. You come first. 314-969-KTRS. That would be 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Quick word from Thompson Price, our first commercial of the day. 19 or 20 years, because they were with us before we came to the station, and that hasn't been quite 18 years. So a 20-year advertiser, Thompson Price. It's the name of a man, the name of a company. The name of a company where the people are perfectionists, and you're going to have to put up with that. If you've ever worked with an artist for anything, graphic arts, label design, they're difficult only because they want it right. And people who want things done perfectly are not going to sit around and just agree to every suggestion that's thrown out there. That's what makes them good at what they do. And the same thing is true with Thompson Price. They're striving for the perfect kitchen or the perfect bathroom for you and your family. And to do that, you're going to have to let them do what they do. Yes, they will take your ideas and suggestions, but they're going to make them better. And they're going to want to know some things. They're going to ask you some questions about you and your family and things you never would have thought yourself to ask, but you're not in that business. They are. And there are people in that business who don't have that process because they're just not that good. Thompson Price, the showroom. If you'd like to see a tiny, tiny sample, even though it's a big showroom, it just barely scratches the surface on what the possibilities are. It's in De Pere, half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. And there's a TJ Maxx in there, too. I use that as a reference for the ladies because they all know where TJ Maxx is. And the website is thompsonprice.com. Get your money's worth. Have it done right if you're going to do it. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Let's take a couple quick calls. We can always do the Burke segment. Leon is on the phone. Leon, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Frank?
Doing great. Thank you, Leon. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Hey, this girl you're talking about, these are parents. How many black kids did she adopt?
How many black kids won?
Her family
did
adopted.
They adopt?
I think four.
Four.
Well, maybe that's where she got screwed up at. You know, she got looking at all the kids and said, what the hell? I mean, what's going on? Am I black or am I supposed to be black?
She was a lot older, though, I think. From the picture, I saw her wedding picture. She was at least 10 to 12 years older than
she
all
didn't,
of them.
And she didn't really pull this crap till she'd been around.
In college.
College. Yeah. So, and here's the other thing, Leon. If I were raised by black parents and I had my siblings and I was adopted, I get that I would feel more like I lived as a black person. It's one thing to say I feel more black than I feel white, but it's another to not admit and flat out lie about it. That's crazy. Anything
screwed
else?
Up, I guess.
Well, I think that's a good word. Two words, screwed up. Anything else, Leon, we can do for you?
That'll do it.
Well, you call anytime, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leon.
Have a great day.
You too, Leon. Very polite, very upbeat. We need that. Richard is next. Hello, Richard.
Hello there, Frank.
How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
That's a good way to be. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well,
Well, about 2 weeks ago, you were talking about some barbecue ribs that you said were the best in the world.
No, I didn't say they were best in the world. I said they're as good as any I've ever tasted.
Okay.
I've been all over the world.
And you never mentioned they were from.
No, I did. I mentioned it 3 or 4 times.
Not while I was listening.
Okay, but you said I never mentioned it.
Okay, so you mentioned it.
Okay. Ladue Market is all I remember they said, and I don't know where that is.
Ladue Market?
Never heard of it. Never heard of it. I can't find any. Did we ever decide where this place was?
Yeah, it's on Clayton Road at, I don't know what the crossroad was.
That's all I knew is they said it was from Ladue Market.
In Ladue. On
yeah,
Clayton.
I guess.
That sounds like it might be around Price Road.
You got me. I haven't been there yet, but they were really good.
Okay, well, now I know where it was.
All right, Richard, anything else?
That's it for the moment.
All right, well, if you think of something else, call us. We're lonely and we don't have much of a show, so we need you. Okay?
Price.
I always appreciate listening.
Peon just looked in. It is Price.
Clayton and Price.
Clayton and Price, you're right.
Oh, okay. I know where the Ladue Market is.
All right, yeah, Richard.
But that's not a restaurant, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Somebody will call.
Sell food. I mean,
somebody will call.
Somebody said right at Price Road.
I know there's a market there.
Somebody said right at Price Road.
Dan, we just said. Oh. Said Price Road. Oh. See, you weren't listening. Sorry about that, Richard. Dan's an embarrassment sometimes.
I happen to be blind, so I'll have to see if I can get someone to take me over there.
Are you completely blind?
Totally.
Hey, can we talk for a minute about that?
Sure.
Are you okay with that?
I'm fine.
Have you been blind since birth?
No, for about 17, 18 years.
All right, how old are you?
77.
Richard, I want to talk to you for a second, and I'll tell you why. I have some eye issues, some pretty serious ones. I don't think I'm going to end up blind. I hope not, but I'm real interested in blind people. We have a regular listener named Blind Bob.
Blind Bob, sure, I know him.
And Blind Bob has let us ask anything we want to ask, and I really appreciate that. And I think you sound like the same kind of guy. So how old when you went blind, like 50 or something?
About 17, 18, 19 years ago.
So late 50s.
You were late 50s.
Yeah.
What a bummer. Well, did it happen quickly or gradually over a long period of time?
Well, it stems back from I used to have a horrendous skin disease called pemphigus.
Oh.
And I was on prednisone,
right.
220 milligrams a day. For over 2 years.
Okay. Is that a really high dose?
That's an extremely amount of high dose.
Did your face blow up like Jerry Lewis's did?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
But anyway, I finally got rid of the pemphigus. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's right. Everybody does it.
Yeah. And I lost my sight in 3 days.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
In 3 days?
In 3 days.
Wait,
after going off of it? After stopping the medicine?
You know, I think that's what really caused it, but I don't remember the exact time.
How in the world? What did they tell you? I mean, what did they tell you? How did that cause you to lose your sight?
They would never admit it. Otherwise, I'd own the hospital.
Yeah.
But see,
so everything's dark?
Total.
Man, oh, man, how in the world? You know what? See, here's my great fear is if that happened, it's one thing to be born blind. It's one thing to go blind when you're 6 or 7 years old. You pick up Braille and you learn everything the way. But boy, later in life, you I'm assuming you have somebody you live with.
Oh yeah, my wife.
Yeah,
you
happen to be what?
In the car driving right now.
Are you had to be so depressed? I mean, that would just be normal. If you weren't, I think you'd be a kind of a freak of nature. It's natural. You'd be very depressed, weren't you?
Unfortunately, I took it as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Well, you're a better man than I am.
Wow.
What they said was that the blood vessel from my brain to the back of my eye closed up.
Yeah.
And there was nothing they could do about it.
And so you just accepted that? And
I had to. Mm.
Wow, you're a better person than I am. I think I would be the most depressed person in the world. I would, poor me, why me? I can't do this, I can't do that. I mean, I've thought about this.
What was the hardest thing you had in transitioning to...
That's a good question. What was the hardest part of life without sight?
Well, having to give up my Rolex watch, my golf club.
Well, you didn't have to give it up. You just couldn't read what time it was.
Yeah.
Well, I sold it. It wasn't doing me any good.
Yeah, don't really need it. Yeah.
So I have a watch now that talks to me.
And you work? You get on the computer at all?
No, I don't have a computer, unfortunately.
I'm guessing you didn't bother at this point in your life to learn Braille.
No, I didn't.
That seems to me like something you need to learn when you're young.
They told me that my fingers were a little too dead to really pick Braille up.
So do you sit with your wife now, and while she watches TV, you just sit there and listen to TV?
Well, I don't have to sit there with her. I watch my own whatever show I want.
Oh.
And you usually,
as long as I can find it on the television.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I could talk to you for 2 hours.
I could, too, because I'm interested, because I'm actually taking prednisone right now because
Dan has serious eyes.
I have a sinus infection. And
that prednisone is the best, worst medicine there is.
And I'm only on it. I'm not going to be on it long. I'm only on it for like a week or whatever, however long this.
Well, you take that 10, 9, 8, 7.
Yeah.
Richard was on it for 2 years.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, yeah, really high dose.
Yeah, and my problem with my eyes is my optic nerves are not getting enough blood to them.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness you have somebody. Imagine being alone, no family, and you go home to your house and you're blind and nobody to help.
Yeah,
that'd be the worst.
Hardest to do. What's the number one thing you miss seeing?
Your wife naked? Your wife with no clothes on?
Uh-oh.
Let's see, that's the second thing.
The other thing is, the first thing is your neighbor with no clothes on.
Right, exactly.
Your neighbor's wife.
Exactly.
No clothes on.
I can't use my binoculars anymore.
Nah, that is a shame. That's a bigger shame than the Rolex. What would you say is the number one thing that you miss seeing?
Light.
Just light.
Because you don't know if it's night or day.
And just always in darkness. Yeah, because you know you're in a bad mood when you're.
So you know, like when people's eyes are closed, you can still see if it's light or dark. You can't even see that.
I can't see zip.
Wow. Listen, man, I wish you a great rest of your life, and I hope if that happens to me, I have the attitude you do.
I think 20 years left.
You know what?
I got about 20 years left.
This guy is optimistic. How old are you?
Optimistic.
How old did you say?
77.
He is optimistic.
I'm 77.
Well, that would make you 97. Why don't you just go for 100? Go ahead and go for 100.
I'll try.
And hopefully your wife will be around to ride it out with you. Hey, thank you for letting us ask you questions. I appreciate it.
Anytime. If you want me to call you, I'll let me know.
All right. Hey, take Richard's number. Put him on the next to Blind Bob. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Dan will take your number.
If we
next time we need some blind consultation, we'll get both of you on here.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Okay, Frank.
Now, hang on. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I would be that guy. Don't bother me. I don't want to talk to anybody. I can't believe this. What, blind? I mean, I would be horrible. I just would.
And I've thought about that, too. Because if you were sighted at one point, you would be able to, when people would say things, you would have a reference in your head of what
they'd
that
say,
is.
They'd say, wow, look how green that whatever is.
You know what green is. You know what grass is. Right. You know what a tree is. But on the other hand, you know what you're missing then.
I know.
So
I'd rather be born blind.
See, I don't know. I would rather have the sight first.
Just for a few years. So you know if somebody says, ooh, it's so gray today. You know what that means.
Or what an apple looks like. Just anything. When a bird, you know, animals.
Well, in your case, what a breast looks like.
Go ahead and say it. That would be my number one thing.
Yeah. Hey, we don't have to ask you what you'd miss most.
No.
It would be that. Let's go to Barry. Barry, how are you?
Yes, sir. Doing well. How are you, Frank?
We're doing fantastic. What can we do for you?
Well, how's everybody else?
I don't know. Peon, how are you doing?
Good.
Dan,
thanks,
how are
Barry.
You doing?
I'm doing pretty good,
Frank. Doing fine. Everybody's fine.
Fantastic. Amen to Peon.
Thank you. Hallelujah. So what's up?
Love that. Hey, this Rachel What's-Her-Face, the former head of the NAACP in Spokane.
Rachel, the delusional liar. Yeah.
That's the nicest thing you can say to her, Frank. I saw an interview this morning between a woman on the right, a black woman on the right, and then the black guy was on the left, the left political side. And the black guy was essentially saying, well, I mean, if you can decide, he wasn't making excuses for her. He said, yeah, she's a liar. She wasn't making excuses. He wasn't making excuses for her, but he did say, well, if you can decide that, hey, you're a man or you're a woman, then what's the difference? And the other woman thought he was trivializing the entire you know, the entire episode. What do you mean? It's the NAACP. This organization has been around for 100 years. Why is this woman doing this? But I thought of a new term, and I thought it would be helpful to you.
Okay.
And you can use it. Okay. No charge.
All right, thank you.
Why don't they call this this condition where you want to change from white to black transracial?
That's the word they're using. That's the word that was in the news, transracial.
Transracial.
Oh, transracial. Oh, okay, I see what he did there.
Transracial.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I got a rim shot.
Yeah, you did. That's not
all right, bad. Life is good. Thanks, not guys. Bad.
All right, thank you, Barry. Transracial.
I think the one difference is the most people you hear who either feel like they've always been the opposite sex, it's usually from a young age,
right.
That, you know, almost all of their life.
It's a mental condition. It's
yes,
a mental condition.
Where,
it's a
you know, in your brain, you feel that. But from what we've heard about her, this didn't happen until college age. Where,
no, because she filed a lawsuit against the college that wouldn't let her in because she was white. So
yes.
She proclaimed being white and said that was why she was discriminated against.
And,
it's crazy.
And from what I've read, too, she was very litigious over the filing a bunch of lawsuits.
She's an opportunist.
Yeah.
If there's great opportunity in saying she's white, she's white. If there's a better opportunity in saying she's black, she'll say she's black. She's nuts. And, you know, if I told people I was black, to get something that I wouldn't get otherwise, the whole world would be dissing me. But the fact that you would do that and actually get something you wouldn't have gotten otherwise, that's wrong, too. That's discrimination.
Right.
And I'm going to tell the story again. I've told it, I think, three times in the last 18 years. But it is the greatest example that I know of how this is a very discriminatory country, and we do throw a bone occasionally to a person because they're black, even though they don't deserve it, and to somebody white, even though they don't deserve it. And here's my true story. And it was in the mid-80s, earlier mid-80s. I applied for a mobile card. I don't want to overdo this story, but I think I've only told it three times. I'll make it quick. I applied for a mobile gas credit card, and I got a letter in the mail that said I'd been rejected. I'm sorry, but, you know, you don't qualify. Now, I will tell you, at the time, I was doing really well. And I had lots of cars. And I had a boat. And I had other stuff. And it all ran on gas. And I used a lot of gasoline. And I had a Phillips card and a Shell card and a Conoco card. I had everything, but I didn't have a mobile card. And then they tell me I didn't qualify. So I called mobile. And I finally got to somebody in some department about card, you know, rejection or exception, and I said, I'd like to know why, if I qualify for, and I named all the cards, American Express, Gold Card, MasterCard, Philips, all of those, yet I don't qualify for a mobile card. And I even went and pulled my records. I had my tax guy pull from the year before how much I spent on gasoline, and it was several thousand dollars. And I said, so why do I not get a mobile card? And this person said, well, I'm not in a position to really tell you exactly why. We're not allowed to do that. I'm just telling you that we have a process, and everybody is subjected to the same set of questions, the same, everybody is evaluated equally. And for whatever reason, they determined you're not getting the card. And I don't know why I said this. I didn't lie. I didn't pull a Rachel. What's her name? But for some reason I can't explain, I said, I'd like to ask you one question. This person says, what? And I said, do you have a quota on how many cards you will issue to black people? I didn't say I was black. I just asked if there's a quota. You should have heard this person's voice. She said, oh my goodness. She said, no, absolutely not. We would never, never discriminate. And I said, okay, I was just curious. 48 hours later, my wife will tell you she was there. At our door, Federal Express, were two mobile gas cards. Now, when I'm white, I didn't qualify. But when she assumed I was black, not because I said I was, because I just asked a question, and she assumed, immediately I get a mobile card. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's people use the term reverse. There's no such thing as reverse discrimination. Discrimination is discrimination. That was discriminatory against me when she thought I was white. So I think it's ridiculous for anybody to use that the way she has used it, in this case to get a job with the NAACP. And she's also spitting in the face of the black community, because what she's saying is, I don't think I would have gotten this job if I were white, because you people would have discriminated against me, you black people. So I'll just say I'm black and then I'll get that job you've got. How about looking at it that way instead of being so, my goodness, so sympathetic to this gal? All right, a little business and we'll come back, take some more calls. Dr. Doug joins us after the 4 o'clock news break. But we have certainly more time for you. American Equity Mortgage, the longest running advertiser we have. And I'm getting lately some good indications about advertising and that it may be barely gradually crawling back to this show, I hope. But thank goodness for people like American Equity Mortgage, not only for us because they're a tremendous, solid, longtime advertiser, but for you as either a homeowner or somebody who wants to become a homeowner. And maybe it's a first-time home for you. Maybe you've been a homeowner before and you're looking at something smaller or something bigger. They'd love to help you. And they'll work as fast as anybody will work for you. And they'll work as hard as anybody at getting you the best rate you can get, depending on your credit situation. And not everybody has an 800 credit rating. Believe me, most people don't have perfect credit, and they're used to that. So whether you do or you don't, they'll get you a great rate. And then they will also show you very quickly, it won't take long, that there's a much better way to pay off bad debt than make minimum payments every month, like credit cards. You need to talk to them and find out how that works. And if you haven't changed your home loan for a while, you're probably paying a rate from 2 or 3 years ago, and there's a much better one waiting for you at American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've cleared that crash that was on northbound 270 just before Highway 70, but you're still a little bit slow, mostly in the two right lanes from Dorset on up. And then southbound 270, stop and go from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. We look like we have slow to stop and go traffic again approaching Graboid through Tesson Ferry. Southbound 141 at 44, the right lane is down, and that's due to water over the roadway downtown. Eastbound 40 is already stacking up now near Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you're backed up to 44. On eastbound Poplar Street Bridge, they have two left lanes down, and that's expected to be down till later this evening as they do road work repairs, and expect some heavy, heavy traffic trying to get over the Poplar. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC, here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS. St. Louis FC takes on the Colorado Springs Switchbacks on Friday, June 19th at 7:30. Pre-game coverage at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS, your home of the St. Louis FC.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer, and some people call me crazy, because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my best-selling book, The Motivation Manifesto. In fact, it's a New York Times bestseller, and you can get it free by calling 1-800-700-3630. If you're drowning in the day's agenda, craving fulfillment and freedom, you need this book. You'll discover the 9 declarations for reclaiming your personal power. Unmask the major enemies that are holding you back and learn the secrets to defeating them once and for all. I'll show you how to get back in control of your life so you can finally achieve the success you've dreamed of. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. I'm so passionate about changing lives, I want you to have the Motivation Manifesto for free. But due to high demand, I can only offer one free hardback copy per household. To find out how to get yours while supplies last, call now, 1-800-700-3630. That's 1-800-700-3630.
In national financial news, a limited number of 2015 U.S. Silver Eagle dollars are now available at an introductory price too low to reveal on the radio. In a moment, we'll provide the toll-free number to call. The Silver Eagle is the largest and purest U.S. silver dollar ever struck. 1 ounce of pure silver, and is the only silver coin guaranteed by the U.S. government for its weight and purity. Over the years, the Silver Eagle has been one of the world's most popular and widely collected silver coins. From time to time, the U.S. Mint Flint has even suspended production during periods of exceptionally high demand. Demand for the 2015 Silver Eagle is expected to be intense, especially at this shockingly low introductory price, forcing a strict limit of just 10 per household. To claim a share of these Silver Eagles and receive a free collector's guide, interested individuals are encouraged to call now, 1-800-500-5902, 1-800-500-5902, 1-800-500-5902.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Hi, I'm Joe Vitale, and I'm a multimillionaire. But I didn't become one by playing the stock market or flipping real estate or chasing after money with some get-rich-quick scheme. I became a multimillionaire by learning how to make money chase me. That's right, when I was a homeless man living on the streets, I discovered the little-known secrets to attracting money. I feel so grateful about how miraculously my life was transformed, and now I want to share these life-changing secrets with you. So please, let me send you my powerful free book, Attract Money Now, revealing the 7 secrets to attracting money. You could change your life just like I changed mine. Call now, 1-800-500-8612. These secrets are so simple, you could easily attract as much money as you want, whenever you want, no matter what the economy does or how the stock market performs. So start attracting money today. Call now for my life-changing free book, revealing the 7 secrets to attracting money. 1-800-500-8612. That's 1-800-500-8612.
Encore Consignment Gallery is celebrating its second anniversary. The only store of its kind with over 10,000 square feet of beautiful, upscale, gently used home furnishing and decor. Looking to downsize, closing on an estate, or just moving on? Let Encore Consignment Gallery sell those pieces you're ready to part with. Redecorating? Find that special piece at Encore Consignment Gallery. Celebrate Encore's second anniversary by registering to win a $1,000 shopping spree by June 22nd. No purchase necessary. Encore Consignment Gallery, located in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country.
Rip City's the place to take family or friends to watch a cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Are you paralyzed by the media's never-ending doom and gloom about retirement? Find out what's true and what's hype. Learn how to take control on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
All right, now we've got a monitor in here, and it's on some news channel. I was talking the other day about sealing driveways. I have an asphalt driveway. I wish I didn't. And it has to be sealed like every couple of years. I just been watching this thing on TV, and it said some product seal best 10-year sealer. Now, why didn't everybody just use that? And then they showed a guy, of course, doing it himself. I'm not doing it. Did you ever see anybody seal a driveway?
Oh, yeah.
The
man.
Dirtiest.
I've done that before.
You have?
Yes.
Man, that's dirty work.
It's horrible.
And you got to throw away all the tools you use. They got whatever that asphalt. And
oh yeah,
doesn't have to be hot too.
Yes, doesn't it have to be hot? It's like it's so.
Yeah, it has to be a certain temperature.
You can't do it when it's cool because it just like congeals up and gets solid or something.
Yeah.
Now I'll have my wife do it. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, really.
I put a mop in her hand and a squeegee or whatever they spread that stuff around with, and
mop mops fit women's hands better anyway.
They do.
Yeah,
that's like
scientific fact.
I saw that research. Matt, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, Frank. How about you?
I'm having a good day. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to tell you a story about this racial identity. We adopted a little boy back in 1987 who's half black, half white, at least by the paperwork. But when we picked him up, we were surprised to see that he, as far as all outward appearances, he looked white totally.
Yeah.
So when he's growing up, I'm telling him he's kind of lucky because he can be he can claim to be white whenever need be and black if it helps because he's got the paperwork to prove it.
That's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Now, are you,
turns out he was interested to a magnet school.
You're cutting out.
We lost your signal.
Uh-oh.
We lost your signal. Matt, call us back. I'm sorry, but I have to dump Matt's line because he got into cell hell, the cell hell zone. This is Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hey there, Frank. You're talking about a couple of things I want to mention about. One is ribs. Best ribs I've ever had was at Camp Bagnall down at Lake of the Ozarks.
Okay, I don't want to get into a thing where everybody starts calling and goes, here are the best ribs there. I didn't want to start that, but I appreciate that, and we'll make a note of that.
And the other thing, you talk about prednisone. About 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I took it for some arthritis. I had my wrist, and after I got off the drug, about a month or two later, I had a torn retina. So since you talked about the gentleman with the prednisone,
I didn't realize this prednisone did so much to people's eyes.
Now, wait a minute. How long did you take it?
For about 2 weeks.
Oh, boy, Dan.
Oh, this scares me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I'm not saying it did it because none of the doctors I talked to said that it did it. But I think, well, maybe you're all covered up for each other, too, so I don't know.
Were they able to reattach the retina?
Well, it wasn't detached. It was torn. I had to have surgery done on it, laser surgery on where it burned it back. But it's not 100%, but it's better than it was.
Man.
All I know, that
prednisone blew Jerry Lewis's face up to the size of a big basketball or something.
Yeah. Because
it does that, too. It'll puff you up pretty good. All right, Rick, thank you for the medical information.
Mm.
That's two.
I don't like that.
Stories about prednisone to people's eyes.
I go to my neuro-ophthalmologist Friday to see him. I'm definitely going to ask him.
Say, what about these people who are going blind from prednisone?
Yeah.
Hello, John. How are you?
Oh, wow. I didn't expect to get on this fast, but yeah. I was just wondering, you said you have somebody do your driveway. Can you please tell me who does? Because everybody I call says that my driveway is too small or, you know, not big enough for them to mess with.
No, I can't, because this company actually also does commercial driveways and big driveways, and they'd probably turn you down, too. And I don't feel comfortable giving you their name because I think they might... They might think your driveway is too little as well. If it's that small, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Have your wife do it?
Yeah.
Has she ever mopped a floor?
Well, she already cuts the grass, does everything else.
Well, she's conditioned. She's trained and conditioned for this kind of work.
She's already out there cutting grass just after she's done. Grab a mop.
Hey, hon, when you're done, there's a mop and a bucket of black stuff over there. Seal the driveway.
Pretend it's the kitchen floor.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. I'll let you guys let me come stay with you.
Good luck with that.
You don't run your house, sorry.
No, I don't. I'm very pee-whipped.
Well, we can't relate to that, John. Good luck with finding somebody, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be rude to that guy, but I don't want to. I hear the shows where everybody's going, oh, here's the best hamburger, here's the best toasted rabbit. I don't want to do that. Because all you get.
It's all subjective.
It's all subjective.
It's all opinion.
And, you know, I don't know. It's not my kind of radio. And I'm glad the guy called. I didn't mean to be rude to him. You have to stop that stuff in its tracks. That's where the whole show goes. Hello, Steve. What can we do for you?
Hello, Frank and the gang.
Steve, everybody.
Hey, Steve.
How's it going?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, Blind Bob and Richard, you need to get them both. I would like to hear them both. You don't need to, but I'd like to hear them both on because Richard could talk to Blind Bob about what it's like to go blind, and he might be able to explain things to Blind Bob, what he experienced now and what he could see before and what the difference is between them.
How would Richard's explanation of what things look like be any different than our explanation to him?
Because when I talked to Blind Bob on there before, and I asked him about a red car. When somebody says red car to Blind Bob, Blind Bob really has no idea what a red car is. Richard might be able to explain to Blind Bob, you know, what the nuance is might be able to explain to him because he's seen it from both ends.
Okay, no, he's only seen it from one end. He has seen it from the same perspective we have. Yeah, Richard. Richard couldn't tell him.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't see how Richard could in any way tell him anything we couldn't
different,
tell him.
Different. Yeah, how would he explain Red Car any different than
anybody
else?
Because he doesn't
have
to explain to Blind Bob what it's like to. In fact, he can't relate to the other side like Blind Bob can because Richard doesn't know what it's like to not be able to relate to that. I think there's some things that if you've been blind since birth, there are some things you're never, ever going to get because it's impossible. For example, like you mentioned red. There's no way anybody who is sighted and now blind or has been blind or sighted and not blind could ever explain what that is.
Well, just think of an apple. Well, no, they can't.
At least that's got a shape. Red has no shape.
Right.
They could feel an apple. And sort of get an idea of what it's like, or a breast. I just threw that out as an example.
Because us as sighted always relates red to something hot, but we know the correlation between the two, whereas somebody who's always been blind.
I understand what you're saying. I just don't see how that would work, but I'd like to get them both on so they could discuss with each other what it is they've mastered after being blind and maybe what it is they've still never been able to I don't know how to put this, understand or comprehend. The comparison between the things Bob is able to do since he's been blind since birth that Richard can't do, that would be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, you have one that has experienced both
right.
and pretty fresh in his memory, and one who's never experienced only one side of it.
But Steve,
I think it would be a great conversation.
Do you remember we asked Bob one day, if he thinks he'd rather have been sighted, if I'm correct, he said no. He'd rather be, he doesn't want to have, he's glad he doesn't have that reference.
But it's hard, I guess it's hard to ask, though, because he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know any difference.
He hasn't experienced the other way. Peon's got a good suggestion. You go blind when you're 7 or 8. You're old enough to know and remember what a gray sky looks like or what a red car looks like. And you're also young enough to adapt and learn braille. So to say that it'd be better to go blind at 10 sounds stupid, but I guess that would be the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's an interesting conversation.
No, I like your idea. We might get them on one day together. That's a good idea.
All right, you guys have a great night.
All right, Steve, you too.
See ya.
Now, that would be interesting. And we just sit back and listen. We don't have to do anything. That's what I like about it. They could just do the whole show. We can get Diane in here. Hello, Diane.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
AM in the PM.
Thank you. What's up?
I was just calling real quick about the prednisone thing. I missed the first part of the day where he explained why he was going to be on prednisone.
Well, Dan is going to be on prednisone. Did you hear the guy who called who lost his sight and he's blind now after prednisone?
He got off of it
in 3 days. He lost his sight completely in 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
And I've been on prednisone, a low dose of it, for a couple of years, quite a while.
Wow.
It controls my pain with the arthritis and the swelling and all that. So it's more of a thing, you know, and if I have more pain, my doctor will increase the prednisone, but it doesn't get really high.
Yeah,
it does control it.
Richard said he was on a dose of like 220 milligrams, like
really high dose.
Every day for two years.
Highest I've been is like 20 milligrams, and then he gets me down right away.
He gets you down.
Yeah, well, takes me off the prednisone.
He lowers the dosage.
You have to wean off of it. Well, they wean you down. They don't, you know, off of it.
I've only done it a couple times in my life, and it was that 5 pills this day, 4 pills the next day, the descending dosage.
And that's what mine is. Mine was 5 pills the first 3 days, 4 pills the next three.
Another problem with Richard is they just stopped. Cold turkey.
That can cause a lot of problems.
Well, cause a big problem for him. I can't see.
Okay.
Diane.
I just wanted to know. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
I actually remember why I was put on it. I was put on it twice. Once for poison ivy.
Oh yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, you get those packs with the
numbers
the
5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah.
And the other was I got addicted to Afrin, the nasal spray.
Oh, a lot of people
did.
And
I could not live without it.
A lot of people I know did.
And to this day, if I really can't breathe, I'll use Afrin, but my own personal limit is 3 days. I'll use it twice a day for 3 days, and then I'm finished because I got to tell you something. When I got addicted to it, I was in my late 20s, It's like being on heroin. I don't know. I've never been on heroin, but when you see these people, that they'll do anything for a hit. I would have knocked somebody over the head for an Afrin bottle because I could not breathe without it. Honestly,
your blood vessels and things get
swollen, and then they're dependent on it. And I finally had to go to a doctor, and he said, "Yeah, and he put me on prednisone, and oddly enough, it did it. That was it. I was off. But yeah, Afrin, be careful. Any of that 12-hour nasal spray stuff. You're listening, in case you wonder, to Dr. Oz.
That's right.
On Medical 550. That's our new name. Med 550. That's what it sounds like, I know. Let's do some business. There's some Amini's business. The parking lot, because I've been there. I see that parking lot every day on the way home, on the way out of the valley. And the parking lot's been pretty busy. That tells me that hopefully you know that we're coming to the end of the offer for you to go on and play Star Trek Pinball. One game. For you people who are not pinball players, trust me when I tell you it doesn't matter. Because when you pull back the knob to release that silver ball, that one ball could stay and bounce around and get kicked by flippers and bumpers for 3 minutes or 10 seconds. And sometimes it has nothing to do with how good. Don't worry about how good you are. Pinball is something, a lot of it is just sheer luck. And your game is probably going to last about 3 minutes. That's my guess. And no more, maybe less. So play it. It's free. And you never know. Maybe you'll get lucky, rack up a pretty good score in that short 3 or 4 minutes. They will take the score and the name of everybody, and as they have been doing. And then when it's over, and it's coming to an end pretty soon, the offer, they'll contact the people with the 5 highest scores, and you'll come back when it's convenient for you, and each of you will play again. And then the highest of those 5 gets a $500 gift certificate to Amini's. And second place gets $200, and third place gets $100. It's just fun. It's easy, and there's no obligation. You don't have to buy anything. Just go into Amini's and say, "I'm AM and the PM. Where's that pinball machine?" And play. And while you're there, walk around and take a look at some things that you won't see, at least not together, in any other store but Amini's. And everything you're going to see is either a whole lot of fun or very practical and is going to make your home a place you look forward to going to more than you ever did before. Because the lighting is going to be a lot better if you pick out lights in the Jaffe Lighting Department upstairs, especially this time of year, patio furniture. And boy, do they go through some patio furniture. They sell lots of it. It's the number one selling, the biggest category they have. But you'll notice there's no junk. You'll see some price tags and go, whoo, patio furniture? Yes, yes. But what you're buying is the best-made patio furniture in the world. They will sell no junk at Amini's. Aminis in Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.